Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Priceless Podcast. This podcast is made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBT Christian Groups. Subscribe. Look at my little self, and he will show you where to subscribe. Like, share, you can comment after you've seen this video. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please consider supporting this podcast with as much as €3. You can make a change and help this podcast to continue. My guest today is Lucia Marković, and I'm so happy that I have a guest from Croatia.
Hi, and thank you for inviting me. When I think about sexuality, the first word that comes to mind is exploring. A freedom, a right to be myself. So I identify as cisgender and a lesbian. So my parents are divorced, so I had two separate reactions, I would say. I never really told my mom, like, directly. Like, I was in a relationship with a girl. I always told her, like, about really close friends that I had. But I think she realized when I actually moved. She's really homophobic, so she doesn't really accept that I'm a lesbian. She, like, knows it, but she's like, no, it's something, it's a phase, and it's something that she has to pray about, and it will, I guess, leave my body and soul. So I don't really talk with her at all, almost at all. It was really hard for me because I was really, like, we had this special connection, especially because when they divorced, I went and lived with her for, like, the entirety of my life. And I always shared my emotions with her. I was given a choice, like, either I can return to my faith, pray and read Bible and go to church, or I can, like, continue my liberal lifestyle. And my dad was really okay with it. He actually congratulated me when I told him. But yeah, I had, like, major events in my life when I came out of closet. It was stressful for sure, but it was also very liberating. I used to be really religious, like, I had this anxious relationship with God, I would say. I would pray and, I would pray against those thoughts. I would, like, pray for God to, kind of remove them from my head and heart. I never shared that with anyone because, people in my church were really, they were really judgy. And I think they would probably tell me that it's like a demon or something, and I would probably have many more problems than I already had in that time, just being a teenager. I went to university, I studied social work, and I met all those people who are really liberal and open-minded, and they're accepting, and they openly speak about LGBTQ rights. Some of them are actually queer. So it was like my first time that I was in direct contact with the topic and with the people who are also queer. I wasn't able to deny it anymore. I really clearly remember the moment when I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this is it. What I saw on Instagram was a picture of two women getting married. My first thoughts when I saw the picture was, oh my gosh, I wish I would be able to do this. I wish this was me. It's something. I have to explore it. I have to give myself a chance. And that's, like, the moment where I started to really educate myself about this topic. And really, I was really, like, starting my sexuality journey and exploring it. And yeah. I was raised in a Catholic church, but then my mother, she had this friend, and she started to talk with her about this church, and she really liked it. And so she was like, okay, from now on, we're going there. I can say that it was like a home for me for one period of time. But then it started to be a burden for me. It was really like, I felt like I never would be able to truly be one of them. I was never good enough, actually. But I had good moments also there. I had many friends. I had like really beautiful connections with God. It was just too much for me. Coming out meant losing so much, like losing my mom, losing at one period also my younger sister, because she was also homophobic at first. I really lost all of my friends because I had to do a choice, which was either I am leaving the church and I am literally leaving it all behind, or and going forward with my life, or staying there, but staying in that terrible box, little terrible box that I can't be, and where I can't be myself, and I wouldn't be able to fight for my rights, fight for the rights of LGBTQ people or for women's rights. I've gained a lot and I also lost a lot, but I wouldn't change a thing, really. I'm proud of myself for enduring it and for like fighting for myself. Well, I would still consider myself a spiritual person. I'm not a Christian. I wouldn't say that. But I don't know. It's really hard to describe where I am at. I believe in some kind of energy and that nothing that happens is like a coincidence. I wouldn't say that. I do believe that there's something bigger than us. It definitely made me a more empathetic person. Like, I was able to connect with my emotions much more. I'm definitely much more open-minded and accepting, like, in general. The teachings in the church were so toxic and so... Yeah, they were so toxic that, you know, everything that I learned was how to deny myself, really, and how to how to hate myself. I just really learned how to hug myself and how to enjoy that hug. Yeah, I became more aware of importance of self-work, just education, and the importance of really fighting for yourself and then for like the LGBTQ rights in general. And it was like, it became a source of my strength, just like church once was, and the teachings of the church that I thought are really wholesome and something good for me. I realized how toxic they were, and I found my true strength, I guess, true sources of my strength. I mean, there's still trauma and like this events that happened and the situation that I was in that were really traumatic. I experienced a lot of spiritual abuse, actually. That's like really a topic that I think we have to speak more about it. It's still painful, but I'm more angry. I'm really angry at church because they don't realize, or they do. I'm not sure. I hope most of them don't realize how much pain they're doing to so many people. It's just this injustice, and that's something that bothers me. This level of unaccepting behaviors and hatred is terrifying for me. I used to think that church was a safe place for everyone, and it's really, really not a safe place for everyone. I went to this person who was like a leader in church. He was like on a leading position, and I told him everything. And what he did was he connected us with a pastor, a youth pastor from another city in Croatia. and he would perform this, like, it was exorcism, but it wasn't exorcism. He would cast away spirits. I would say I am powerful, free, and bold queer who is not afraid to be herself, to love herself, and also to learn how to love others around me and to accept them. Like, my message would be that you can find yourself and your community and a way to be yourself. It just takes time and effort and really actually believing in the process. I would say that today I'm really thankful for everything that happened. I'm in a committed and beautiful relationship. I'm really happy with her. She's also a spiritual person, so we share that part, which is beautiful. I can say you can have both of it. Like, you can have, you can be queer, you can also be a believer, you can still care about your faith. There are people that are also believers and queer, so that's amazing. Both of those identities are valid.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you, dear viewers and listeners, for being with us today. This podcast was made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBT Christian Groups. Don't forget to subscribe. Look at him, what he's doing. And like and share this podcast with people who might be interested. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. The last thing, please consider supporting this podcast, because this podcast relies on donations from individuals who have a big heart and help me continue this podcast. So bye, everyone. See you in the next episode. And bye, Lucia. See you also sometime somewhere.
Yes. Thank you.